Wildcats. 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 Welcome to the Married with Picks podcast, season 4, episode 18, week 18, the final regular season week.
Last week of the regular season. I can't believe the season's over.
I know. It really flew by.
We're doing this on Friday, so in 2 days, we'll know all the playoff matchups. But this is where you really want to come to get an idea what the hell's going on this week, because there's a lot of moving pieces. A lot of teams are sitting players because they're locked up. But the majority of the league is still fighting for playoff spots or positioning, even if they have the playoff spot clinched.
Okay, and we'll go through that with each game. We'll mention what the situation is. So if you're watching, please like, subscribe. This way you'll be reminded when we come back next year. So we have all division games this week, 2 Saturday games. And as Steve mentioned, there are some teams that are locked in and resting starters, some games that are win and in scenarios, and some teams that are playing for nothing but have been for a few weeks at least. So the first game is the Saturday afternoon Steelers at Ravens. Steelers are favored by 3 points.
All right, so just to set the stage, we have 2 games Saturday, right?
Yeah.
One's at 4:30. That's the first game. The next game's at 8:15. Then the rest of the action is all going to be on Sunday. And there's one Sunday night game, nothing on Monday, right? So just level set for the week.
Correct. All right. So this is a win and in scenario for the Steelers. They are going to be starting Mason Rudolph in this game, who is 2-0 this season as a starter. The Ravens are locked into the number one seed, so there will be no Lamar Jackson. Tyler Huntley will get the start. There will also be no Odell Beckham, no Marlon Humphrey, no Zay Flowers, no Kyle Hamilton. This same scenario actually existed back in 2019, where these teams played in the final week of the season. Ravens were resting starters. Pittsburgh was playing for a spot in the playoffs, and the Ravens won that game outright. I am surprised that Mason Rudolph is 2-0 as a starter. I don't think he can go 3-0. I think the Ravens will put up a fight, and I'm not willing to take the Steelers as a favorite on the road here. So I am going to take the Ravens on this one.
I'm right there with you. Even though they're sitting there, guys, and Lamar's not playing, I don't have a lot of confidence.
Tyler Huntley is a capable backup.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been in the position before where Lamar didn't play, and he got a lot of games action in last year, right? And with the defensive concepts of Baltimore will still be in play, even though you don't have Hamilton in the back end as a safety. You know, we've all been watching Pittsburgh. Let's be real. We've all been watching Pittsburgh all season. Their record supersedes probably their quality of their roster. And, you know, I'd be surprised if Pittsburgh actually ended up backing in and getting into the playoffs. So I like Baltimore here, too. I love Tyler, the quarterback.
He's also playing for contract at this point. So,
yeah.
Okay. So same side of that one. Next game is the Texans.
Did you say what the number was on that game? It was plus 3. 5. Or it's plus 3 now?
It's down to 3. It was at 4 earlier. So next game is the Saturday night game. Texans at the Colts. Texans are 1.5-point favorites. This is win and in, lose, go home scenario for both teams. These teams played back in week 2. Indianapolis won that game 31-20. That was way back when Anthony Richardson was the quarterback for the Colts. It was funny when I saw that. I like totally forgot about him.
What did he get, like 4 games in?
I think this was the game where he went out and Minshew came in. So that was week 2.
He might have came back and played a couple games before then. He went out for the whole the whole year.
Yeah. So I don't know how much we can use the result from that game to learn anything about this. One interesting note that I heard on the radio, and it kind of makes sense. When you have a defensive-minded coach In the second matchup, they are more likely to make adjustments, whereas the team that won is more likely to follow the game plan that they followed in that first game. So that would, this game would meet that scenario.
Wouldn't you agree that the game, the playbook looks a little different under Richardson the first time they met and now Garner Minshew?
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know how much that one comes into play with this particular matchup.
Well,
with
I'm
that
just saying
philosophy,
from
right?
the Texan side, D'Amico Ryan's defensive.
Well, the offensive
coach.
Side, they're not going to come back with the same game plan that they did the first time, I believe. Because
and we saw the Texans play the Titans a couple times in the last few weeks. They were absolutely able to shut down the run game. If they can do that here, shut down Jonathan Taylor, force Gardner Minshew to win it. I like the Texans.
I'm on the other side. I like the Colts here. You know, the Colts played Jaguars twice. The division matchups look like this. They played the Jags twice. They lost both games. They played the Texans twice. They won both games. They won the first matchup against Houston. I believe that trend's going to continue, and they'll beat Houston again.
You meant the Titans, I assume.
What did I say?
Texans.
Yeah, Titans. They beat the Titans twice. They beat the Texans once, and they're going to beat the Texans again.
All right. We'll see.
Plus 1.5. I don't think it really matters here. But on my side, you're getting the points.
Yes. All right.
Would you like to make that a bet?
No. Ooh. I don't want to lose.
Shocked.
I don't want to
lose. I was surprised. I thought I'd definitely get you on that one.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. I like Indy.
All right. So now we move into the Sunday slate. Falcons at the Saints. Saints are 3-point favorites. The fate of this one depends on the Bucs game. If the Bucs win their matchup, the Falcons are out. The Saints do have a path to making the playoffs, but it depends on other teams. They would need both Seattle and Green Bay to lose. These teams played in week 12. Falcons won that matchup 24-15. This is also a scenario where what I mentioned before would apply. Defensive-minded head coach, second matchup of the season. I don't really like taking the Saints as a 3-point favorite, but I'm not taking the Falcons either. I don't have a pick on this one.
Yeah, I remember this game earlier in the season, and I loved New Orleans and was really upset when Atlanta won that game because I think New Orleans was probably one of my best plays of that week. I'm going to take New Orleans. I'm going to stick with New Orleans here. I think they split the series. Tough matchup. These guys, what is it, 5? What number you got on that one?
3.
I keep seeing 5s as 3s. I don't know what's wrong.
You need glasses.
I think so.
I got a couple extra pairs laying around if you...
Let me check those out. Can we pass the glasses back and
no,
forth
I can't
like
take
when
the
it's your turn?
I can't take the glasses.
Yeah, I don't want them. I'm just kidding.
So
I want your Adrian glasses. I've been running around the house going, Adrian. And kids are like, what is that, Daddy? I'm like, oh, we gotta show them Rocky.
Okay. All right. Next game is the Browns at the Bengals. Bengals are 7-point favorites. It's up to 7.5 last I checked. So the Browns are pretty much locked into the 5th seed. So they will be resting starters, including Joe Flacco, Amari Cooper, no Myles Garrett. Jeff Driscoll sighting. Yeah, Jeff Driscoll, who was just signed off the Arizona practice squad last week, is going to start this game.
He was the Bengals quarterback last year,
right?
Yes, he
was. Well, I don't know about last year, but he was in the past. I don't have much faith in Jeff Driscoll. Jake Browning on the other side has proved to be capable. So I got to take the Bengals here.
I'm with you. I'm going to take the Bengals as well. I thought about taking Cleveland, but Jeff Driscoll is just too much of a risk, even though it's 7 points. Jake Browning has looked serviceable. He's won a couple games, you know, filling in for the injured quarterback there. So I like Cleveland. I mean, I like Cincinnati. I don't think Cleveland's going to have a lot of success. It'll probably be a low scoring game early. And then Cincinnati will put some points on at the end.
Okay.
For a turnover machine, Jeff Driscoll.
All right. So the next game is the Jaguars at the Titans. Jaguars are 3.5-point favorites. Jaguars are in a win and in scenario. Otherwise, they could still get in, but they would need the Steelers and the Broncos to lose, which doesn't make sense because aren't the Broncos out, but that's what I read. These teams played in week 11. Jaguars won that matchup 34-14. Lawrence is going to be a game time decision on this one.
Listen, I think that stuff goes to the tiebreaker where it's like strength of schedule. and like opponents, like records against. So it's probably a tiebreaker that goes in there that Denver and somebody else, like if they lose, then it makes the maybe strength of schedule weaker for another team.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me how a team that's not in playoff contention can affect another team. But
yeah, it's down the tiebreak line.
So Lawrence's game time decision, obviously, if he doesn't play, it would be CJ Beathard, who may have got the win last week, but I think the Titans will be a bigger test than the Panthers were last week. It sounds like Will Levis will be out for the Titans. This will be Tannehill starting this game, most likely his last game as a Titan. He mentioned in a interview that he would like to go out with the win. DeAndre Hopkins has some incentives in his contract that he could earn $750,000. He would need some yards, some receptions, and two touchdowns. I think each of those is worth $250,000.
So I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill done with Tennessee at the end of the season. Is his career over?
Will anybody give him a shot? Well, as a backup, for sure.
You think for sure?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who's a converted quarterback late in college career and really hasn't shown that he's been able to get it done. Like, I would just look at it as if I was a GM in the NFL, like it's a total waste of time to bring him to my roster.
Look at Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's won a Super Bowl. I'm saying Ryan Tannehill has done nothing in the NFL. Why would you want to bring a loser onto your roster? Joe Flacco can come play for me when he's 50.
He played.
Dude won a Super Bowl. Tannehill he won a national college championship, 1AA, Delaware. He's a winner.
Tannehill played very competently for the Titans for at least two years.
Though. He's a loser. What have they ever done?
Nothing.
They went to the AFC Championship once on the curtails of Derrick Henry. Not had anything to do with Tannehill.
Yeah, it did have a lot to do with Tannehill. He was the quarterback. Please. But this year, I don't think you can hold anything against him. The offensive line is horrible. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That should be your next bet. Will Ryan Tannehill get a job next season? Well, I'm not talking about like training camp. Like he's got to make a roster week one.
As a backup, I'm certain he can.
All right, we'll see.
But regardless. So here we have Mike Vrabel as a home dog. Jaguars have not been great at covering as a favorite this year. I did hear on the radio today that somebody reported that Trevor Lawrence did not look good throwing the ball at practice today. So I think Vrabel can get this team motivated and try to steal this win here from the Jaguars. So I'm taking the Titans +3.5. And I don't feel good about it, but I'm doing it anyway.
I'm taking Jacksonville. I think with C.J. Beathard, they found
a serviceable
quarterback that can get the job done. And the defense stepped up last week. I loved what they did. I'm going to see that, you know, Tannehill at the end of the day. It's a turnover machine.
Now,
there's no way he's leaving the town as a winner. He is a perennial loser, and he's going to walk out the door as a loser.
One note to mention, Christian Kirk, the Jags have until 4:00 tomorrow to activate him off of injured reserve. If he does come back, I think that definitely helps the Jags offense.
Absolutely.
But I'm still
take that guy all day, right?
Going with Vrabel here, playing spoiler.
I think that would like it would help them more if Lawrence was the quarterback because that's one of his favorite targets.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Next game is the Bucs at the Panthers. Bucs are 4.5-point favorites. Bucs win and in scenario. Obviously, Baker Mayfield was playing pretty well there for a while. Had a hiccup last week. These teams did play back in week 13. Bucs won that matchup 21-18. Panthers got shut out last week. The thing that has me worried about this game, I mean, I definitely think the way that Baker has been playing, the Panthers' record, what happened last week, it all pushes you towards the Bucs. But who is taking the Panthers? So that's what has me a little worried about this one. So I would probably, if I'm going to bet it, just do a money line on the Bucs and put it in with something else.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers here because, I mean, they kept it within 3 when they were on the road in Tampa. And I think the Tampa is going to be a little tight, you know, knowing that they got to win or get in. I heard somebody reference Baker Mayfield earlier this week as they said, I like quarterback smart Baker Mayfield, and just hearing Smart and Baker Mayfield in this, like, right next to each other there, made me realize that this ship is going to burst. It's definitely going to happen in the playoffs, but we'll see. It'll probably happen this week. So I don't know that Tampa's going to lose, but I could see, don't you see, like, a 3-point game, like, even wow, coming down to the end of the game, maybe, you know, as time is running down off the clock, you know, that's what I envision here in Carolina. Carolina fights pretty tough here at the end of the season, because guys in their locker room are going to be fighting for jobs based on the way that the season panned out. So I'm going to take Carolina.
Okay. I was going to say something. I forget what it was, but yeah, I just worry, like, because
Baker Mayfield over a field goal on the road.
I just worry because if all the money is on the box, that's
another good reason to go the other way.
But I'm not going the other way. I would just do a money line.
The books aren't losers.
And hope that it finishes in the middle there. All right. Next game is the Vikings at the Lions. Lions are 3-point favorites. Lions are pretty much locked into the 3 seed. There's some scenarios that could put them in 2, but it's pretty unlikely. Dan Campbell has already stated that he will play his starters. And I think he'll have them motivated after what happened last week, and try to keep the momentum going into the playoffs. There's a very good chance if it was played out as it stands now, the Lions would play the Rams in round one of the playoffs, which would be obviously Jared Goff versus his former team and vice versa. So good narrative there. These teams played 2 weeks ago. Lions won that game 30-24. Nick Mullins, who started that game, is going to be back at the starting position for the Vikings. Vikings don't have anything to play for at this point. I think the Lions can get it done on the ground. So I'm going to take the Lions.
I like the Lions, too. I think this is a bad matchup this week for Nick Mullins, especially after what happened against Detroit with the Cowboys last week. I agree with you. I think they're going to have the boys fired up this week. And, you know, Dan Campbell's not the type of guy that's going to take his foot off the gas the last week of the season, especially when there's a seed on the line. So Nick Mullins, not a good matchup here. I think, you know, he's going to get a little too aggressive. And I look at Detroit to, you know, take advantage of that with their hard hitting defense. See a lot of turnovers by Nick Mullins and a runaway win for Detroit.
All right. Next game. I actually cut this off my list somehow and I had to squeeze it in here. So it's the Jets at the Patriots. Patriots are 1.5-point favorites. This is one of my favorite matchups of the year. Belichick has owned the Jets. I forget exactly how many games, but I'm pretty sure it goes back to like 2015 at least. Trevor Siemian will be the starting quarterback for the Jets. We've heard reports over the last probably half of the season about the dysfunction in the Jets locker room. I'm pretty sure the Jets players have all but checked out at this point, and this could potentially be Bill Belichick's last game as the Patriots head coach. I don't think he wants to go out on a loss to a team that he has owned for the majority of his time there. There also could be weather in this game. When I looked at it earlier, it said potential for 1 to 3 inches of snow during the game. And I think that only works to Belichick's favor. So I'm taking the Patriots. I've already bet it. I put more money on it than I usually put on things. So Patriots all day.
You like the Patriots? I like the Patriots as well. I mean, it's tough to get in a big matchup here. This is two horrible teams, the AFC East, you know, bottom feeders. I just think that, like, the New York Jets are going to not want to take this trip. They just want to get the season over with. You know, New England's home. I just look at it like New England's just going to make it uncomfortable for the Jets and probably win by 10 points.
Okay. Yep. All right. Next game is the Bears at the Packers. This is a win and in scenario for the Packers. These teams played all the way back in week one. Green Bay won that game 38-20. Now, tell me your opinion on this, because I heard on the radio yesterday that the Bears worked out a quarterback, Chris Strebler. So why? And they have nothing to play for. Why are they working out a quarterback? Now, I saw today that Bagent is sick, but they do have Nate Peterman on their roster. So why are they working out a quarterback for the final game of the year when they're not going into the playoffs?
Do they normally carry three quarterbacks is my first thought.
Well, they're supposed to have an emergency, but that could be anybody. I mean, like, what do you care in the final game of the season? So when I first heard that, I thought
there's a problem with Nick Peterman.
Well, he sucks, but other than that, there's no problem with him.
I don't know. There could be philosophical things like contract bonuses that they don't want to play him.
Well, let me finish. So when I first saw that they worked out a quarterback, I thought they're not starting Fields. They want to trade Fields. They want to draft the quarterback. They don't want Fields getting hurt in the final game of the season. Now, there's been no reports that Justin Fields is not starting this game, but it doesn't make any sense to me just because the backup quarterback isn't feeling well on Thursday that you're trying to sign another quarterback unless you're not going to start Fields.
But is Justin Fields a free agent at the end of the season?
They have to sign him. Yeah. He's at the end of his contract.
Yeah, so they're not like going to rest him to save him for a trade value because they can't trade him. He's a free agent.
Okay. All right. Fine.
So that's not the reason.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, like I said, there's been no reporting. As it stands right now, Justin Fields is starting this game. But
maybe Justin Fields has come to them behind the doors and say that I don't want, you know, it could be perceived weak if it comes out that he asked to sit the game, right? To go into, because he didn't want to get hurt.
No, I don't think it's that. I thought it was maybe the Bears organization, but that's fine. So what are your thoughts on this game? Because I'm kind of back and forth. I mean, over the course of history, like we remember Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears and game one or week one of the season, Green Bay won that game pretty handily. The Bears defense has gotten a lot better over the last half of the season. They're actually 6-1 against the spread in their last seven games.
Well, my thought was that Green Bay, you know, typically has that, you know, voodoo over Chicago, and that's with Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is gone as of last season, and I think that Chicago, you know, very much is looking forward to going into Green Bay and getting rid of some of those demons from the past. So with no Rodgers, I was looking for Chicago and thinking that when I was looking at this game, I was thinking that Justin Fields was going to play the whole game. I wasn't thinking about, didn't know that they were trying to sign somebody. I'm actually not worried about it at all. Okay. Who knows? Maybe they're just, this guy's coming out and they wanted to take a look at him for next year, you know, get him on the practice squad. You know, there's who knows, who cares? I don't think that the guy has anything to do with the plans. I like Justin Fields. I think Chicago, you know, they're getting points.
I just don't even trust the Bears to like put together a good game plan in this final season.
The way I look at it,
although I guess the coach might be coaching for his job at this point too, so he is.
Well, now we are talking about teams kind of choking, there's games where one team's playing for the playoffs and the other team's playing for nothing. Right. And a lot of times in the past, we've seen where that team that's playing for nothing is loosey-goosey, right? And they come out and they upset the team that's looking to win to get into the playoffs. And that's where Green Bay is in that situation right now. And I don't think the young quarterback Love is veteran enough to, you know, take the team and get them over the hump in this game. I think this is going to be like a young quarterback lesson. And I like Chicago a lot, actually, in this game.
Well, and I know like Christian Watson hasn't played a few games. I think he's technically just questionable for this game. Jaden Reed, who has kind of filled in, I guess, in his absence, he's had a touchdown in like every freaking game of late. He's also questionable. I think that other receiver, last name Wicks, is also questionable. So I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth on this. I don't really trust it either way. So I'm just laying off that one.
Yeah.
All right, so next game is the Cowboys at the Commanders. Cowboys are 13.5 point favorites. These teams played back in week 12. The Cowboys won that game 45-10. That game was in Dallas. This game is going to be in Washington. Cowboys need this win to clinch the division. It basically comes down to them and the Eagles, but if they win, they're the division winner. Otherwise, if they lose, an Eagles win, they become a wild card. Cowboys obviously have not played as well on the road as they do at home. Defense hasn't played lights out like it did earlier in the season, like when they played back in week 12 and won 45-10. Sam Howell will be starting this game for the Commanders. I was prepared to take the points with the Commanders here, but then earlier I heard that the Commanders, they said resting players. It sounded to me more like just some of the guys that are kind of banged up are not going to play. It's mostly defensive players. Jonathan Allen, two cornerbacks who I think are basically backup cornerbacks to begin with. So
Jonathan Allen's like their best player.
Yeah, exactly. So and what that made me think, it's odd for a team that's not playing for anything to rest their starters, but I guess they are in line for the second pick of the draft. So then I had thoughts of Doug Peterson in Washington, where he pulled Jalen Hurts late in the game. So I would worry that the Commanders aren't really trying to win this game. We know Ron Rivera is probably out at the end of the season. So I don't know what their motivation level is. So I think the Cowboys win. I don't know if I even want to take it at 14, but.
No. Well, I'm going to tell you what the deal is. So Joshua Harris is the new owner of the Redskins, Commanders, whatever the hell they're calling their names now. And he is the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. And he's also the owner, his corporate group, which he heads, is the owner of the New Jersey Devils. But he is a, you know, Virginia, Washington fan. Like, I think the Redskins are probably, or the Commanders are probably his, like, go-to team. So long story short, I'm sure that they're going to tank the hell out of this game so that he can get his quarterback because they have no quarterback. So I'm going to go Cowboys.
Okay. All right. So we agree on that one. All right. Next game is the Seahawks at the Cardinals. Seahawks are winning in, and they need the Packers to lose. And the Packers, are they playing at the same time? Yes. So Seahawks have owned this matchup with the Cardinals. They've won the last four meetings by 8-10 points, including week 7 of this year. Cardinals, I believe, played, and I'm so mad at myself because I didn't even mention it on the podcast, the Jonathan Gannon angle last week. So the Cardinals played their Super Bowl last week. I didn't think of it at the time. I thought of it that day, and I thought about putting in a money line bet on the Cardinals, and I didn't. But
coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah. So obviously they played their big game last week. So I'm going to take the Seahawks -3.
I was going to take the Cardinals money line too. What? I like the Cardinals. I think I like the way that they played last week. Their offense, it's really, that whole team comes down to Kyler Murray, right? I mean, it's not, I'm taking rocket science. They've sucked for the last year and a half because Kyler Murray's been hurt. They've sucked since Kyler Murray took a couple games to get, you know, the kind of dust off. And now it looks like he's back scrambling and he's making plays and Jonathan Connor's feeding right off that. He looks back like 2 years ago where Jonathan Connor was running the hell out of the ball.
James
Connor, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about. I like the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to go get them.
All right. Different sides of that one then. All right. So the next game is the Rams at the 49ers.
Jonathan Gannon.
49ers are 4-point favorites. And I'm very disappointed that this game is basically meaningless because it's one of my favorite bets of the year. Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay, but neither team has anything to play for, and they will be resting starters. Now, it sounds like the 49ers are going to rest Purdy and CMC because he strained his calf last week. But the other guys will at least play to start the game. It sounds like Kyle Shanahan has some concerns about them having too much time off since they get the first round bye. So we are going to get Sam Darnold versus Carson Wentz. Now on the Rams side, they're going to rest a lot more players. Matt Stafford, obviously, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, Kyron Williams will not be playing. Puka Nacua has some rookie records that he could gets if he, I think it's like four catches, 29 yards. I could be totally wrong about that. So we'll probably see him at the beginning of the game, but I doubt he's going to play the full game. Under the circumstances, I'm still going to take the 49ers, but it's just not the same. I would never
back a team led by Carson Wentz, period. And I like Sam Darnold. On that team. So I'm going to take San Francisco. I think that, you know, Shanahan's still competitive. He's going to have backups in there. They have a good depth in their roster where, you know, even when the guys get in there for backups, they're going to look to put their
It sounds like they're going to play at least like the first quarter or two. So.
Okay. So I'm going San Fran.
All right.
I'm with you.
Same side on that one. All right. Next game is the Eagles at the Giants. Eagles are 5.5-point favorites. So the Eagles' fate depends on the Cowboys, which is being played at the same time. I don't understand why they didn't schedule 1 at 1 and 1 at 4, but.
Really?
What?
You got to play at the same time so they don't have an unfair advantage.
But the Eagles could have played at 1 and the Cowboys played at 4, and then the Eagles don't know shit. So they got to play.
Sure.
Instead of the same time, you look at the score at halftime, the Cowboys are winning 45-10. But
if the Eagles lose, then the Cowboys can sit everybody.
Anyway, these teams just
played. Why they play them at the same time.
Well, I would have done the 1 and 4 because the Eagles depend on the Cowboys, not the other way around.
It's not true. If the Eagles win, then the Cowboys would know. If the Eagles won at 1, the Cowboys would know that they have to win the game to win the division.
Yes.
If the Eagles lose at 1, then the Cowboys can sit everybody.
All right, you got me there.
It's an unfair advantage.
Okay. But I guess
with move on.
The assumption that
move on.
Cowboys are going to win. So anyway, all right. These teams just played 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Eagles won that game 33-25, but the Giants had a chance. That game was started by DeVito. Tyrod came in, and obviously, Eagles defense hasn't been good this year. And in addition, if the Cowboys are up at halftime, then the Eagles have nothing to play for. They could pull their starters early. Sounds like there's some dysfunction in the locker room. But we don't need to get into that. There could be a rain snow mix during the game as well. I'm taking the points with the Giants.
Yeah, I think I got to take the points with the Giants too. I mean, it's just you can't go on the road and give up this many points. Oh, and
Devontae Smith is not playing.
Devontae Smith's not playing.
So maybe AJ Brown will be happy then.
No, I don't think that's it. I mean, I don't think it's AJ versus Devonta. You know what I mean? Or
it's like, AJ versus his ego.
Well, nobody's getting the ball. It's not like Smith's getting all these touches. You know, the whole offense is broken. I think it's more like of an upsetness that, you know, they're 10-1, you know, hyping up. AJ Brown had some really big games in the beginning of the season, and I think his head got pretty big thinking that he was going to be all world, all Jerry Rice, all Randy Moss. And, you know, it just hasn't turned out that way in the second half of the season. Regardless, I don't want to get into the psyche of AJ Brown because who the hell knows what's going on in that guy's head. All I know is that guy can catch the ball, he can run the ball. And if I was the Eagles, I would throw just about half the passes to his way. But they don't do that, so I'm going to take the Giants because I think Tyrod Taylor is going to be able to kind of muck and grind his way to probably a win outright here. I would look to take the money line, possibly. Eagles are in trouble. They're going nowhere.
All right. Next game, in these next two games. So Broncos at Raiders. Raiders are 3-point favorites. This is going to be Jared Stidham versus Aiden O'Connell. Neither team has much to play for. They played all the way back in week one. Raiders won that game 17-16. That was back when Jimmy G was the quarterback for the Raiders.
With the Raiders?
I am going to take the narrative approach in this one. Antonio Pierce for the head coaching job. What the hell? Who is calling me? So I'm going to take the Raiders -3.
Nice. I'm going to take the Raiders as well. I like the Raiders. I think that they're just in a better position trying to play for this interim coach. And I think they'll win as well.
All right. And then next game is Chiefs at Chargers. Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. That probably tells you everything you need to know. Chiefs will be resting starters because they are locked in to their playoff position. Their backup quarterback, in case you're wondering, because I didn't know until I looked it up, is Blaine Gabbert. So Blaine Gabbert versus Easton Stick. No, thank you.
No, not good.
So I have no pick on that game.
I mean, it's a really tough game because Kansas City's just sitting everybody. I think that the Chargers, possibly could come and get this game. I mean, obviously they're favored, but I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. There's too many good other angles going on.
All right, and then the final game.
This is a Sunday night game at 8:20, right? It's Buffalo versus Miami. Buffalo traveling down to Miami, so it should be good weather. I think all the rainstorms like the north.
All right, hold on. Okay, we're back. So this is the Bills at the Dolphins. Bills are favored by 2.5. So I was mad at myself last week for taking the Dolphins. 2 weeks ago, I was calling them a fraud. I got distracted by their win against the Cowboys and last year's game against the Ravens. So they got stumped by the Ravens last week, and with the exception of the Cowboys, they haven't beat a team over 500 this year. Dolphins have a lot of injuries. All these guys are questionable. Mostert, Achan, Tyreek Hill, who I don't know if you saw this, but he had a fire at his house.
Yeah,
I did. One of his kids.
Playing with a lighter?
Yeah. So a little distraction there for him. Waddle.
Damn, baby's out the street.
Waddle is also questionable. They all did return to practice on Friday. Bills have dominated this matchup. They only have one loss over the last few years. That was in September of 2022. Last year, the regular season meeting and playoff game, they won by 3 points. They played back in week 4 of this year. Bills won that game 34-20.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
The kid, the Hills kid that burned the house down, was he the same kid that got his hand broken?
I assume, but I don't know.
Yeah, good for that kid. I'd burn that damn house down too if daddy broke my
arm. That's a little much, but.
Well, breaking arms.
The kid is. He has a lot of kids apparently with different women. He's got like 3 different paternity suits against him.
That dude's a jerk.
But I mean, hire a nanny if you're not going to keep an eye on your kid yourself.
Burn the house down, kid.
You know,
burn that house down. But he's got plenty of money. He can afford it.
Anyway, so I am not going to fall into the trap of taking the Dolphins. I'm taking the Bills here. It could be a 3-point game. It is down to 2.5 at this point. So
I like the Bills, too. I mean, you don't have Waddle, right? He's not playing.
And I guess I should mention the Bills win and in. Dolphins are in regardless, whether they're division leader or the wild card. It sounds like the most likely result if the Bills don't win is they're not in the playoffs.
So but the Bills are more desperate in this scenario. So, you know, they've been playing at a playoff level for the last 4 weeks.
One other thing to mention on the Bills side, Stephon Diggs. Like, I don't know what's going on there.
About him?
Well, he hasn't been doing much, and apparently he's only been on the field for like 60% of the snaps on offense. He's not on the injury report, so I don't know what. Like, he hasn't had a game with over like 50 yards since like week 10.
I'll tell you this. I'll know in the first 2 drives who's going to win this game, and if they're going to Diggs, it's fine. But if they're mixing it into Diggs, but they better be running the hell out of the ball. And if they're not running the ball, they better be throwing it to Cooks out of the backfield. Cooks has to touch the ball for them to move on. I get that he's not the biggest guy. So if they're holding him back, but now's the time they got to get in the playoffs, and the rest of the season, they need to get the ball to James Cook and just let him run, throw the ball to him out in the open area in the flat, you know, get him screen passes, you know, work the ball to Diggs. That's fine. But this team can throw to Diggs all they want. If they don't have action working with the running back, then they're not going anywhere. But okay. I think that that's exactly what they're going to do. It's not going to be a Diggs game. It's going to be a Cook game. But they do need to get Diggs moving if they're going to go deep into the playoffs and eventually win the Super Bowl. So I like where your head's at. I think this is probably more of a Cook game where they lean on him down in Miami in the nice weather. Boom, run it all over the place. And hopefully Josh Allen doesn't play hero ball and turn the ball over. I'm on the side of the Buffalo Bills.
All right. So that'll do it for us for week 18. That'll do it for us for season 4. Thanks for watching. Remember, like, subscribe. This way you'll know when we're back next year.
All right. Good luck in the playoffs, too.
Peace out.